Welcome to 217 of Sprinkles and Geek. I'm back.
I remember.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week is a kind of a, well, we thought it was going to be a slow week, and then the nerd gods blessed us with stories. So this is going to be a kind of a regular show without a movie review. Next week's show is going to be all Jedi all the time. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a spoiler-free short review, probably 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then get into The Last Jedi. We'll let you know, obviously, when that spoiler portion hits. But from that point forward, it'll be all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you'll listen to that at least for the first few minutes. Hopefully you see the movie so you can not have everything spoiled for you on the internet.
Because that's what happens. As we know. Yeah, that's what happens. The night of midnight releases are like, Darth Vader's his father. You're like, you motherfucker.
Could you imagine now? Like, if Empire came out, like, if Empire was what we were seeing, could you imagine how many people would be like, dude, I can't believe it was his father? Be like,
And that's the thing, is like, I know there are people out there that knowing the spoiling ending doesn't ruin the movies for them, but I'm not one of them.
No, it depends on the spoiler of the ending. Like, knowing Sixth Sense, knowing he was dead going into it, I would have been so pissed. Because you're not developing that character. You're like, well, he's dead, so he's obviously talking to a ghost.
Yeah.
So what, like, okay.
It makes
as opposed to him, like, oh, he's helping this kid, as opposed to, he's dead.
Well, it plays with their, if you think about it, knowing spoilers, it's interesting because it's playing with the director and cinematographer and all of them are playing with your perspective. And the idea that literally the world is the lens that we view it through.
Mm-hmm.
And that it can be different, because you can be viewing it as like, oh, this is his enemy, if you view Darth Vader's enemy, for Star Wars relation-wise. Like, oh god, he's just an evil son of a bitch, he's just doing whatever he can to fuck him over. And then you're like, he's his dad, and he really loves him. You have to rethink all those times, but you have to rethink, he's a terrible dad. I wore a Darth Vader.
Is he a terrible dad?
He's a pretty bad dad.
Is he?
He's pretty, well, he's a, how about this, he's a non-existent dad.
Because Anakin died.
I don't think that. Darth Vader and Anakin are different. You give him asthma, and you give him a face mask, and you call him a different person. No, he's still the same guy.
He's not.
He is.
Anakin ceased to exist. Well, Darth Vader took over.
That's because Hayden Christensen's action was really terrible, and he just went poof. No, but I mean, like, the idea is that if you're viewing it as an enemy versus a father, you see two different perspectives, you give two different realities, you give two different motivations for that person's, or that character's actions.
Right.
That's why I like spoilers, is like, I don't like spoilers, but I
well, you, the you surprise. Wonder why Vader doesn't kill him, because he has multiple opportunities on Bespin to basically kill Luke, and he's toying with him the entire time. You're like, why is he fucking just...
Yeah.
Just kill the dude. Like, if he's like, I'm not going to join you, be like, all right, fine. And then you realize, oh.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is like, yeah. I like that little, like, you know, I almost said Shazam moment, but it's not Shazam.
Shazam!
Good God. The aha
Jesus
moment.
Christ.
Whoa. Oh my God, I'm loving that game so much. We've been playing the poop minigames in South Park, because every time there's a toilet, you can sit in there, and you sit on a toilet, and it gives you a little minigame of, like, playing different button presses and stuff. So Jackie and I are handling different parts of the analog sticks to control the poop. It's got a lot more fun. We are poop masters. Wow. We've demolished every toilet I found in South Park so far.
All right, so anyway, we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler, our review of Me Before You. It's a story of a woman who takes a job as a caregiver for a guy who has been recently paralyzed. Through building of the story, you realize that he has given his parents basically 6 months before he kills himself, because he's not living.
Yeah.
She kind of finds out and tries to change his mind by loving him. Oh.
Hmm.
And then he's like, no, I'm out, man. He kills himself. The end. It's got Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. It's got one of the dads from Game of Thrones. The old man was...
Yeah.
And...
It's got what's her name from Doctor Who.
Another one super from, cute sister?
Yeah.
I was like, hi.
Yeah. She's from so Doctor Who, and then they also had the...
The dude from Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was. Mm-hmm. He's the pretty boy.
I was like, I know him from, but I can't think... Yeah. I
couldn't fucking think of it. And yeah. I'm about to say, even the lady from when they went to, like, they're at the horse racing, the person who was the bitchy, whatchamacallit, lady.
Was she bitchy?
I'm going to say yes.
No, I mean...
Yes.
You're not supposed to be here. I want to be here. You're not supposed to be here. I want to be here.
But that person, I think, is the person from IT Crowd. It was a hodgepodge of a bunch of people from... And then they had, you know... oh my God, I can't think of his name. From...
Matthew Stewart Smith?
The guy who...
Neville?
What is character? Neville, thank you, long bottom.
Yeah.
He was sexy, short bottom. He's kind of...
It's weird when you watch foreign films, and I know it's not foreign, but it is, mm-hmm. where some of the things don't translate. They start conversing something. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying here. Now, it didn't affect the majority of the movie, but there were times where I'm like, can you relate this to American, please?
What does they say?
They're just talking about just like their money issues and just little conversation pieces where I'm like, I wasn't lost. I was just like,
That's a lost face, by the way.
I guess it is. But, so, it tells the story of a guy who was not a jet setter, what is it, a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
Who recently got paralyzed, and he just isn't himself. Doesn't want to live, because he's like, this isn't living, yeah. I'm just hanging out, sitting in a chair. I can talk to people, but that's all I can do. Mm-hmm. He sees his best friend and his ex-girlfriend get married. Life goes on without him, essentially, and he just doesn't want to be part. He doesn't want to not... He's not living, and he doesn't want to not live.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more touching. I thought it would pull at the heartstrings probably more. Yeah. I thought I would be more interested and involved with the characters. It's weird seeing Emilia Clarke smile all the time.
Yeah.
Because
she looks better not smiling.
Really?
I think she has a very toothy grin, but she's cute.
She definitely has I guess like a big mouth. Like, yeah, it is, when she's smiling, you're like, whoa.
It's funny because I didn't realize it until you mentioned it that I'm like, I never really see her smile in Game of Thrones.
It happens, but it's rare. Usually she's this badass bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I hated the movie, but I'm not connected to the movie. It's just kind of a their movie. We've had a lot of those recently where I'm like, all right, well, I've watched a movie about a dude who wants to kill himself. Like, I get it. I can understand his viewpoint.
Yeah.
And I can understand hers of like, look, we've had so much fun. We love each other. Why don't you stay with me? I felt there was... no real closure. Like, I understand that her and Neville broke up, but they don't really cover that. Okay. You know, he wants to take her on a holiday, and she's like, no, I gotta go on this. And he's like, well, I'm not gonna hang out while you're going after some other dude.
But you want it to be more finalized, then?
Yeah, but there's never of like a, hey, I love him, I don't love you, because all you do is run. And I don't want to run.
Yeah.
Because I don't like running. It was fine. I guess see it-ish. Like, my thumb is flat level. It's not up or down. I'm like, I don't really have strong opinions either way. What about you?
I really liked it.
Huh.
That sounds like kind of going surprised a bit. I felt pretty good connection-wise for the characters. I did sympathize, obviously, for... I saw Emilia Clarke's character's point of view, but I definitely sympathize more with... I can't remember his name.
Fuck. Will Turner.
Yes.
Or Trainer. Trainer.
Yeah, because Will Turner. He's on the boat somewhere.
Close.
Will Trainer's just training again. Oh, he's not. He's got now two legs to stand on. I thought it was really funny, now just thinking about that the dichotomy of a person who's paraplegic and her boyfriend is a runner, fit person. I'm like, that's terrible.
Right.
But I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good just walking it through, and the idea of that her... It was predictable at a lot of points, especially when she found out, oh, he's given them 6 months to live kind of thing. She's like, oh, I'm going to change him kind of thing.
Right.
I'm like, I have seen this before and it doesn't work out. Please don't let it work out. I was happy that it did the way it went, because she's like, oh, you're being selfish. And she never really came around saying it, but I'm like, you're the one being selfish.
Right. You're forcing him to live a life that's not his.
Yeah. But overall, I really liked it. It tugged at my heartstrings pretty well. It did what I expected it to do. It's not something I would go out of my way to see, but I'm not sad that I saw it. Like, I enjoyed it. It's definitely a British sad movie. Like, I mean, it's basically like, you know, Love Actually, but with a bunch of other... It's that kind of a movie. Just a bunch of British actors that you know from...
Well, Love Actually is a bunch of British actors. Yeah, this is just a few.
This is like a handful. Maybe just half a handful. Yeah, just a couple. But I thought it did a pretty good job. It was, like, again, it's not the saddest movie I've seen, but I'm like, it tugged at my heartstrings. Did a good job. I'd say see it. I mean, don't go watch it if your, you know, fiance or loved one is like mine. And she didn't watch it with me, but she wanted to. And I was like, we'll see if we have time. I may end up watching it again. We'll find out how that goes. But yeah, I would say go see it.
All right. I'm kind of... I'm going to go see it or don't go see it. Whatever. Like, you... I don't think either way you're going to miss out. Yeah, so it's kind of weird on that one. But see if you want to. Don't see it if you don't want to. Yep. I don't... Either way. Okay, so for this week's movie review, it is brought to you by Hammer.
Yes, I want to continue on this.
Are we doing this week's, or are we taking a week off?
We're probably going to do it. I think we're probably going to take a week off.
Okay.
So this one's also on Amazon Prime, and it's The Big Sick.
The Big Sack.
Sick. S-I-C-K. What were you going to say, dude? What?
Well, I've never heard of this, like, at
so
all.
So, I actually, like, there's a couple of the podcasters I really like. Kamil Nanjiani, who's on, like, Silicon Valley. He's a pretty prominent Indian comedian, or Pakistani comedian, and he's really funny. Like, I love the dude to death. And if you've seen Silicon Valley, which I know the Hetero Life Man, I believe.
I saw the first few episodes.
So, the Pakistani comedian there, that's Kamil Nanjiani. Pretty sure it's he is in there.
Maybe it's... Oh, but anyway.
Him and his wife did a podcast, and I can't remember what it was anymore, but I used to listen all the time. It was through the Nerdist ones. They were writing basically kind of their life story-esque into a movie because she had, like, mysterious illness, kind of thing like that, and he came from a very conservative thing where his family wanted him to marry inside the same kind of, like, right, you know, Pakistani kind of tradition, stuff like that. And they wanted to basically make it into a movie. They workshopped it. They actually got a... God damn it. Who doesn't Paul Rudd movies usually?
Judd Apatow.
Yes. He helped produce it as well. The weirdest thing, and I had to go look it up there, is that I worried for a while that his wife had died. No spoilers, but she's not dead. It's just that because she's not playing herself in the movie.
Oh.
Camille is. They're still together. It's just that she didn't want to... She's not an actor and she didn't want to act. So she's like... It was That's the weirdest fine. Thing seeing... Him playing himself and then auditioning actors to play her to flirt with her husband. She's right. Like, it was the weirdest thing in the world. But anyways, I wanted to see the movie. It looked interesting. It got pretty good reviews, so.
The Big Sick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, dude, Amazon has a bunch of movies.
They do, and every other place was getting really shitty movie selections.
And I was like, fuck you, Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Like,
fucking you, Dolphin.
You know, we talk about this, about how they're being really good competitions, really good for things.
Mm.
Releases and other stuff. But before we get into that, because that would have been a really good thing, make sure, again, if you have any, like, stream reviews, you want to give us your stream reviews, make sure to send it to us. We're at bathammer@gmail, SporkinsGeek on Facebook, bathammer@gmail, and on Twitter. I'm at Kren Kalis. He loves it when I do this. And again, we will watch it. So if you send us something, we'll watch it. So speaking of wonderful segues.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
It seems almost a certainty now that Disney and Fox are going to merge.
The entertainment side of Fox, yeah. Yeah, we were excited about this. This is what we've said the entire time, that competition really is just
I really do feel that we are the only ones that don't want this to happen.
Pretty certain,
like, the nerd community is like, oh my god, Avengers versus X-Men, which would be kind of cool, but I'm like, you're not gonna get Logan, you're not gonna get Deadpool, which have been the two best comic book movies recently. Yeah,
both rated R.
You're not going to get those.
And the thing is that you have three X-Men movies and you have two Marvel movies, like MCU movies. You have Black Panther and Infinity War?
Yeah.
You have those two coming out this next year. And then you have three movies for X-Men. New Mutants. You have Deadpool 2.
Yes.
And, God, I can't remember the third. Dark Phoenix for X-Men, which I didn't even know they were doing. But the problem is that you're not going to be able to... One is, there's no way you can have that many. And the benefit, you can't have too many Marvel movies going at once, I guess. So they're going to have to really rein that in.
Do they, though? I mean, you could release one every 3 months.
I don't know. I'm curious to see how much of, like, if them coming into the house saying, okay, we see what you have on board for next year, but they obviously are producing and getting films ready for the next 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah, they've already been written and probably in pre.
Are they going to go and, like, fuck that shit and then start again? Or are they going to say...
Do you reboot X-Men for the third time?
Yes, for Marvel. Like, totally, I see them doing that.
Right.
I'm really not happy about it. I think it's a bad choice. Also, that's a big fucking group of, like, the sheer amount of, like, mind space they would own at that point is kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, Fox and
not
and
just for Marvel, Disney, but for in general.
Like, they've release also, a ton of movies.
I mean, they'd also in big blockbusters like Avatar. You know, I mean, that's made so much money. Wait, oh, it hasn't come out yet. I'm sorry.
I mean, the weird thing is you have 20th Century Fox and Star Wars back together again.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, but like...
We're back.
I really want them to stay separate because I feel that Disney movies are very... They're fine. I love a lot of Disney movies, but they're all predictable.
Mm-hmm. And very, very...
The furthest they go is PG-13. Like, they don't do R movies.
And there's...
And even on their... Even on their... offshoot legs, they don't do, as far as I know, they don't do off movies.
Like, I mean, Miramax used to be their big place where they used to do,
yeah, but Miramax was kind of their independent studio of like, we just know who you are, but we don't give you money. Like, you have your own money, you have your own studio head, like, you're your own thing. We just kind of go, all right,
yeah,
here you want a Miramax movie with this Pixar movie? No, but we'll take it. Okay.
Yeah,
you know, Touchstone's kind of the same way.
Is Touchstone also by that?
Touchstone, Buena Vista, because that's where Armageddon is technically a Disney movie.
They mentioned Armageddon in this movie. Weren't you happy?
I did kind of. He's like, I have a soft spot for Armageddon. I was like, yeah, you fucking, you're right, you do. I want them to stay separate just because I want different stories, and we know what we're getting with every Disney comic book movie. Yeah. We know what we're getting. Doesn't mean that they're bad. Doesn't mean that they're great. It's just, we just know going into it, all right, I know what I'm getting. Surprise me with some things.
I also feel like it'll be a shot in the leg for our original content. Because, I mean, like, especially with the Marvel, the X-Men properties, they're going to reboot a shit ton of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to mainline stuff. I don't know how the fuck they're going to be able to handle Deadpool being Deadpool as it is.
I won't.
Like, I really don't... Because I don't see... Fox, at least for the next, I'm going to say like 5-6 years or something like that, you're not going to see Fox and Disney have, or Fox and, yeah, Fox and the other Disney companies, you're going to still see the separate company logos. Well, they'll do something when they did like TriStar and Paramount kind of thing, you know, for a while. They merged and then they kind of did their two logos and eventually they just kind of blended and one got kicked out. But it's, I think it's bad. It's also interesting because I heard some other perspectives is that, you know, Disney wants to do their streaming service. Fox owns 30% of Hulu. Disney owns 30% of Hulu, I believe. And if they own Fox, they'll own 60% of Hulu, which means they'll have controlling stake in what... Basically, essentially, if you're looking at board of directors, they'll have controlling stake of Hulu. So why would they make their own rather than just basically utilize that property?
Although, I wonder if that goes into it, because that's not technically film.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment, getting... but Hulu is its own company.
Hulu is, but I'm saying they're stakes. I feel like they're
supposed to be part of it. But I wonder if Hulu would allow them to own majority, because...
I feel like it's going to be something that they're going to basically bring up, because right now they've had a bunch of people, like, you have a 30 and a 30 kind of there. You have two competing companies, essentially, that are not always going to agree because it may not be in their best interest, but if...
But Hulu can be like, well, this is what we're doing, and you can either be a board or not.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would allow them to control, because then you have no control over what you do. Because then Disney and Fox could basically say, no Paramount,
yeah,
no, well, CBS stuff.
That's, you know, the part of them being, well, there's no CBS stuff in there anyway.
Is there no CBS on Hulu?
That's why CBS has their own stuff.
It's stupid.
As far as I know.
But no NBC.
But, I mean, that's the thing about them being a public company versus a private company. You are, as a public company, you are in the service of your... stakeholders, which would now be mostly that company,
but Disney. And that develops a monopoly, and it's,
which, I mean, it doesn't, because it doesn't develop a monopoly, because there are Netflix, there's Amazon, there's other competitors, but inside the company
it does,
it's a takeover,
and that's why I wonder if Hulu would allow, because they would have to be part of the negotiation, I would imagine.
I think it would basically be trading stocks almost, essentially. I feel like that would be something very impersonal is my thought. Mm-hmm. But you could be right. I have no clue. I just thought
right.
Someone brought it up and I was like, holy shit, I didn't even think about that. But that might be the reason why.
I wonder what it does and what will it do for sports?
Well, sports isn't even part of it.
Sports is entertainment.
No, but sports is the one thing they're keeping.
Fox
is keeping sports. They're keeping sports and their news, I believe.
Nobody cares about Fox News, except for racists.
Unless people like Fox News. But as far as I know, they're keeping sports because it's a lucrative thing. And they're a refocus thing of it. Because obviously that's what their statement was, is they're getting rid of the film, the TV, entertainment kind of stuff and keeping sports.
Why?
I guess I don't know. Either that or my thought is that Disney made a very fucking lucrative deal. Because by the time they announced these things, they've been in talks for a long time.
It's not even announced. It's still rumored as of this point. It's not official. Everything's still...
It's not even rumored. It's known that they are pursuing it.
Right.
But it's not official as in it's not finalized.
It just doesn't make sense to me from Fox's perspective, I guess.
It seems weird.
Yes.
Because they've been a staple for all my life.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up, literally, Fox TV grew up with us with The Simpsons and then everything else that they started putting on there, where you're like, oh, you're an actual company now. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. The small scope is just looking at the Marvel stuff. The big scope is just looking at the future of entertainment-wise.
Yes.
To your point, I'm like, yeah, I like Disney, but it's predictable. Fox is predictable in its own way, too, but it's still a different brand.
Yes.
And I worry about the idea is that I know no matter what they say, they may keep themselves separate.
I wonder if they just want the comic properties. And this is the only way to get the comic properties.
I feel like that'd be such a silly short sighted. How is this? I feel like comic, and you and I have talked about it, comic boom is going to be ended kind of something. So I feel like that is, if you're a business, it's a really short sighted solution.
Right.
But it might be a quick saying, hey, this will allow us to recoup costs right away. But the long terms is we want our own streaming service. They have streaming service. We want to branch out to more brands when it comes to different kinds of things we can do for our theme parks, for our brand especially, maybe involvement of other action franchises. They have other plans going on. Maybe they want to branch out and do more stuff with TV because Disney has ABC, but now they'd have ABC and Fox, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, they already have ESPN too. So
yeah.
This is just weird and I'm not a fan of it.
No, it's so fucking
And people
weird.
That are a major fan of it are looking at the short-sightedness of, oh my god, Marvel will be with X-Men, yay! As opposed to, well, granted, the Alien movies have sucked, but any more Alien movies? Are those gonna happen?
Yeah.
Are we gonna get more, what happens with X-Files? Do they decide X-Files doesn't make enough money and they don't do any more X-Files movies? Things that people aren't kind of focusing on because of you have comic stuff. Yep. Yay.
They're writing on the high and easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which everyone's like, oh, we can see Avengers X-Men, which does sound cool.
Dude, it does sound
but
really cool.
That's a really short-sighted, solution or short-sighted view.
I would rather have them do, Who Framed Roger Rabbit thing, where they...
I love that thing so much.
I still don't know how that fucking happened. Because you have Looney Tunes on there, you have Disney characters on there, and I'm like, what the fuck? How did this happen? I would much rather see Sony, Fox, and Warner Brothers, or Disney, work together to make Avengers v X-Men.
Yeah.
Let's get 10 of our guys in a room and write a movie, and we figure out the
perspectives.
And figure out the contracts and do all of that, and you still own your characters. You still own your characters. We're combining our resources for three movies or whatever. That would be awesome. But I don't know if... Speaking of... Combining our efforts? No, I don't know. I have no segue there. But we have another odd piece of news that came out late last night. There was if you haven't been following, there was a lawsuit of San Diego Comic-Con versus Salt Lake Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to read this freaking article on that.
And basically, San Diego Comic-Con was like, hey, stop using Comic-Con. We own Comic-Con. Salt Lake Comic-Con was like, no, it's general use. There are 140 different cons around the United States that use the term Comic-Con, you can't trademark something that existed before you. Apparently you can. A judge decided that Salt Lake was infringing on San Diego's Comic-Con rights, and San Diego was seeking $20 million, and Salt Lake has to pay $12,000 as a settlement fee. As of right now, they can still use Comic-Con because they are appealing, but part of the decision is they have to stop using Comic-Con and the logo, which is very similar to San Diego's, oddly enough. They'd have to change their logo. It doesn't say anything about other Comic-Cons.
Just that one.
Just Salt Lake specifically. And now I wonder, are other cons going to have to... are they going to go after the other ones? Because I feel New York could put up a really good fight.
Yeah.
Because it's... technically bigger, even though San Diego
is older.
Well, San Diego is the mind share. New York has more people
because it can fit more people.
Yeah, and there was you and I have talked about that when somebody mentions Comic-Con, typically the first thing that people think of is San Diego.
Yeah,
so I can understand them saying, "Well, that's our brand," but again.
It's the word Comic-Con.
It's just comic convention.
Yeah.
And so apparently you can't use comic convention. You can't use Comic-Con as one word. The decision is really hamstringing the other Comic-Cons where San Diego is kind of the only one that it's saying. It's an interesting... I thought it was kind of a slam dunk that Salt Lake would win this.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and it's weird.
I'm wondering if they appeal, if they'll win, and it'll.
They're trying to. They're trying to. The appeal. They're trying to. I know there's a word, but they're trying to basically say that they do not own the trademark to Comic-Con.
And no one really does.
Right, because it's just two words put together, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I can see both sides of the story, i.e., if I opened a burger restaurant right next to Burger King and had a logo that was very similar to theirs and mine was Burger Monarch, I could understand.
I really like Burger Monarch. I would eat the show
there. Burger King looking across the street going, "You motherfucker!"
Yeah.
But it's just too, Burger, anybody can use there's a Burger Mania. Anybody can use Burger as part of their logo because it's a general use word.
I'm trying to forget other words. I think that should be a...
Taco. You have Del Taco, Taco Bell. Taco is just a free thing, but typically when you say if you told somebody I'm going to get fast food tacos, the first thing they think of is probably Taco Bell. If you tell somebody I'm going to get fast food hamburger, the first thing is McDonald's. Right, there are certain things that just...
It makes sense, all that, San Diego really did help grow up the Comic-Con brand. My thought is that
is it just the cycle of how everything grew?
I just feel like it feels like a money grab, because I don't see what San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, Phoenix Comic-Con, I don't see how they impact directly to San Diego Comic-Con by the pure fact that they don't literally exist location to location. They are in completely different states and cities, and they're serving completely different areas because there's those localized things. Sure, some people that might have gone to San Diego Comic-Con that couldn't get tickets anyways might go to Salt Lake, or might go to New York, or might go to Phoenix. But for the most time, they're fine. They're not on the same days.
Well, what you had was...
They're not in the same weeks.
Salt Lake poked the bear.
They did.
And that's what... This is what it is, the little brother came up to the big brother and was like, "Oh, yeah?" And the big brother was like, "Get down." I don't think if Salt Lake showed up to San Diego with their shit, San Diego would have cared. Because I've never seen them go after Phoenix. I've never seen them go after New York.
Yeah.
I've never seen them go after any of the other... there's Alamo City, there's New Mexico, there's a billion Comic-Cons. I've never seen them go after anyone, but they went after Salt Lake like nobody's business. And if you don't know the story of how San Diego got pissed off, Salt Lake has a car that's wrapped that says Salt Lake Comic Con, blah, blah, blah. They have a logo that's similar to San Diego's with like an eyeball kind of looking, but it's not the same, but it's similar. During San Diego Comic Con, they took their car and parked it outside of San Diego Comic Con.
I forgot about all this.
What the fuck are you doing? And I know you're trying to promote your Comic Con. That's fine. What the fuck are you doing?
You know what you do? You buy a booth at that con. And you set up a plum booth for it. Which
it's weird that I have seen that.
They let them do that because it's not a backstabby way to do it. You and I have had, I know you've had a lot more experience with Salt Lake Comic Con. Mm-hmm. But we've had many experiences just in general of talking about it, hearing Salt Lake Comic Con there.
The amount of people that are like, oh my God, we'll take down San Diego. No, you won't. You will never take down San Diego. One.
Their nightlife is shit.
I don't want to disparage a particular religious group, but it is a very Mormon city.
Yes.
With that being said, you have a lot of
non-Mormons.
Well, you have a lot of Mormon laws when it comes to like beer and the nightlife. Like Sunday, everything's fucking closed. Everything's closed. You can't get beer past like 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
Can't be over 4% if it's on draft.
Like, there are so many rules that are state and city regulated that no matter how many guests and patrons you have coming to your con, it will never compete with San Diego.
There's a lot. It's conflicting virtues or values, I think, because Comic-Con, what it wants to do and what the city is, are conflicting things. So,
it's weird that the cities don't... Like, Phoenix doesn't really fully embrace Phoenix Comic-Con. And I'm like, are you stupid?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like,
it's branding.
There's 100,000 people in your downtown that spend a lot of money. What are you doing? You should be, like, San Diego, the town got into it and was like, oh, we're a vacation town where for a week, these nerds come and spend, some of them, thousands of dollars? As opposed to being like, hey, you nerds, go over there. Be like, you nerds, come sit with us.
Yeah.
And I've been to Salt Lake, been to Phoenix. I don't feel that either city says, come sit with us. I still feel that, like, go over and play in your playground.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, San Diego, like, you see it spread further and further.
It's like, ridiculous.
More and more the city gets into it.
They have an entire district basically built around Comic-Con.
They do. And then Gaslamp gets into it, and it's like, again, it's a completely different level.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of... I don't mind them going after Salt Lake because, like, you're right, Salt Lake poked the bear. I don't like the implications of Salt Lake getting, or San Diego owning the trademark because I worry about what it'll do to other cons.
Right.
Because if you have a con, you want to do it. Say you want to make a Comic-Con. Let's say we want to make the Bat and Hammer Comic-Con. We could fucking do it at this point.
I mean, it would be in my bedroom.
Yeah. It'd be kinky.
Hey. I mean, not right now.
I mean, it'd be pretty empty, but it'd be fine. We can host a panel in here. But, I mean, the thing is, we could do that. But, going forward, will that prevent those kinds of things from stopping? Because I like those smaller...
But almost everything is a convention. You have, I guess they start calling them expos, but they're not expos. But, like, you have wedding conventions. You have gun conventions. You have car conventions. You have... And a convention is just a thing. I don't understand how a word that existed before, you can... What did I say?
I just thought it was something really dumb. And I was like, oh, car convention, car con, karmic con. What if there was a thing called karmic con and it was all about a karma? And I was like, that was so dumb. And it just made me laugh so much. I got into a stupid circle and just kept on going. And I was like, San Diego's like, look, keep it. I'm like, just wait till karmic con comes after you.
That's it's just weird that they can own a word that they didn't invent. I understand if they invented the word convention.
Yeah.
Then I understand. Totally be with them 100% because that's you made up that word to determine or to talk about what you were doing. The word convention existed long before San Diego.
Did con get? I'm wondering if like that's when that like the invention of just the, like the shortening of it. Because then I could see them owning like con if they did San Diego Comic Convention. They made it to San Diego Comic Con. Like I can kind of see that. And also, I mean, for San Diego and Salt Lake, it's SLCC, SDCC. That's pretty fucking close.
I mean, but you can't really fault them. That's the name of the city. Yeah. There's not much you can do about that.
But, yeah, that's my worry, is that, not to mean, I have no love or hate, really. I have probably no love for Salt Lake. I don't really have hate for it. I just have confusion. I like going, what the fuck are you doing? Because they seem like a bunch of rowdy kids, but they're from Salt Lake City.
Well,
so they'll quiet down on Sunday.
The, I mean, I am part of the Salt Lake Comic Con Facebook group.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that have not left Utah that are like, I've never been to another convention, and Salt Lake is the best convention. And I'm like,
You should get out.
The convention's actually really good. But once that door closes, you're done. Like, that's one thing that I really love about Phoenix is the convention is meh, but after the convention closes, there are a ton of things to do outside of the convention. Granted, I wish there were more, but like there are a ton of things to do outside of the convention where they're like, hey, we got stuff to do. Where Salt Lake is like, hope you like your hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll go to Olive Garden for dinner.
I remember that.
But it's just weird that you can own a word that
Well, they're not the first one who's done that of owning a word. I can't remember what. There was another company not too long ago. I feel like the past 3-4 years that did that too.
And I thought for a long time McDonald's owned hamburger. I thought. I could be wrong because they were America's hamburger and they tried to trademark. It might have been. I mean.
But like not owned hamburger, but that owned a word. But that's the thing is like it seems so ridiculous to me.
But we're not the companies.
No. We like to own the word sleep. Or, I mean, like, I really want to put trademarks on stuff.
I wonder if we could. I mean, technically we do own Bat and Hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, it is our website.
Exactly.
So
we can own bats.
But when you think of bat, you definitely don't think of me and our website.
So we need to do some better branding. Get your face there and just been like, rah!
I want to, but I'm just too lazy.
It's a lot of work.
Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, write something for the... fuck it.
Mass Effect. So, we'll keep an eye on it, but...
Yeah, it's still... I mean, as of right now, they can still use Comic-Con. Every other con can use Comic-Con. Salt Lake is fighting back, saying they can't own the trademark to con. So that'll be interesting to see what goes of that.
Yeah.
All right, so that does it for this week's Nerd News.
We're going to go see any two trailers at all?
Oh, shit. I almost forgot. Thank you, sir. Life...
Fallen Train.
Finds a way again.
Yeah.
Oh. So we got the trailer for Jurassic Park, The Lost World. Oh, shit. Sorry. I forgot. That was the one that came in the 90s. What was this one?
Fallen Kingdom. Forgotten Kingdom or Fallen Kingdom? Fallen Kingdom, I think.
It's Lost World.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the dinosaurs off the fucking island.
It's like,
what the fuck are you doing?
Why? And why is Jeff Goldblum going like, I think this is a good idea.
Did he say it was a good idea?
No,
I thought he was like, you're fucked.
I really wish he would have just said, we've done this before.
Yeah, like, remember, do you remember the time? Yeah, the island is going to blow up. Due to a volcano, I mean, whatever, and they are going to try and get the dinosaurs off of the island, because that's smart. Yet again, I'll be there, though, because it's dinosaurs.
It's dinos.
But we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't look...
It doesn't look great.
No.
Like, the first trailer, and I don't know if the first trailer for Jurassic World looked great, or if it was that... Right, like
that was the season of them doing like slow piano riffs on stuff.
They did it with
like,
Star Wars.
We're
too.
Like, oh, slow.
Edge it. I mean, I'll be there.
It didn't have the same grab as
Jurassic World.
Yeah, Jurassic World did. Which even then, I was still kind of ish about. But it did like I was like, let me play on your nostalgia. This time, it's like let me play on Chris. Was it Chris?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, sorry. I almost said Chris Pine. And then Chris Hemsworth. And I'm like, what's the third Chris? But they're like, oh, Chris Pratt and cute redhead. I'm like, yay! What's her name?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, dude. She's adorable.
Do you believe that came from Ron Howard?
Did it really?
Yeah, it's his daughter.
Oh my God, Howard, I get it now. I didn't know that. I forgot about the red hair because, you know, Ron Howard's bald.
Well, did you think it came from Clint Howard?
Who's Clint Howard?
His brother? Oh, you've seen him. He's been in everything. He's one of the controlmen in Apollo 13.
Oh.
Is
he the brown-haired guy with, like, kind of balding, has, like, big fishball glasses kind of thing? Fishing glasses. I think I know who you're talking about.
I want to say yes.
Yeah,
but I don't know if we're talking about the same guy, but...
I'm pretty damn certain I know who you're talking
about. He's been in every Ron Howard movie.
Okay. I'm going to look it up next, but...
You're going to be like, oh, yeah, he's not...
What was his name?
Clint. Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Yep, I got him. Yep, I got him. That dude.
Boop. He'd actually look almost normal there, but yes, that guy.
So there was one other trailer that came out, but I don't think you would give a...
Alita? That one, yeah.
Yeah, so you did see it.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it. It's fucking weird. Sarah watched it. I have not watched it.
So it's based off an old anime, and I saw the trailer, and it's weird. And I think the biggest thing I can say is if you can get Sarah's eyes... And then double size those.
Jesus.
And then put them on someone who's like has a smaller face. Like tiny, tiny, tiny face. It looks alien. Like her, because she's basically a robot. Mm. And the guy rebuilds her body and essentially there's big cyborg fights. It's,
James, you know, Cameron. Did James Cameron direct this? Okay. I saw that he's attached to it and I was like, what? Yeah, aren't you making 43 Avatar movies at once? That's why it's taking you like over a decade?
He's, you know, twisting his hair braids with all those other ladies. It looks strange. I want you to watch the trailer because I have a feeling you'll be like, huh. I don't feel like it's... Someone had said, oh, this will be the anime movie. I'm like, this is not going to be an anime movie that breaks. No. I really can tell you right now, I just wish they wouldn't have made her eyes so big because it makes it look ridiculous. Because it looks... They almost go for the anime look, which I'm like, that's not realistic. Mm. But it looks like it could be some cool action. I'll watch it. Looks fucking weird. But you should watch the trailer.
I mean, I'll watch the trailer. We also had the Video Game Awards this...
I totally forgot about that.
Everybody did.
Always.
I went to Twitter and I was like, oh, huh. And then I was like, I'm a Brochella. I didn't even watch like anything that happened.
I watched the Death Stranding trailer. Or a short movie. Have you watched it?
No. The first three I've watched, I'm like, I don't know what's... I'm not even interested in this.
Fuck.
Naked Norman Reedus holding
no,
a baby?
No. Well, there is baby. But not naked Norman Reedus. There's people running around like in almost like Dead Space-like suits, but they're on like a weird like dark planet and everything like that. And then these weird little womp 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 pulsating lights that kind of tell them like evil's there. And there's invisible aliens. One of the guys has a baby in a canister on his chest. Don't know why. Then suddenly Norman Reedus and everyone starts going inverted gravity. All of a sudden Norman Reedus is naked. You're right. And then for some reason you go down his throat. Don't ask me why. And then there's a baby kind of going, hey, gives you a thumbs up and then goes back out.
So,
Kojima.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like I never got into the Metal Gear games at all.
Yeah. And I even tried the fifth one recently.
I tried the fifth one cause it was free and I'm like, and everybody gave it 10s, and I'm like, I don't understand how this is a great game. This is an okay game. Did you not play any of the other open world games that do what this thing does, but better? Like, Shadow of Mordor, I thought was fantastic.
Still need to play it. It's really
good. I have no interest in Death Stranding whatsoever. I'm sure eventually I'll play it, because I guess I'll have to. But there's nothing in me that's interested in this game at all.
I'm just curious to see gameplay. Like, he's showing some really pretty, really fucked up CG movies, but I have no idea what the fuck gameplay-wise is going to look like.
No.
And that's, in the end, games for me mostly are gameplay.
Yeah, of course.
Prettiness looks great. Like, I love views and stuff like that, but...
After a while, the first time you boot up Battlefront, you're like, holy God.
I was running through Endor, and Jackie's like, this game is so pretty.
Yeah. But now, after you play for a while, you're like, all right. Like, you just become numb to it. You're just like, okay.
Which is so crazy when you think about it.
Dude.
Someone showed a picture of, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. And it shows, like, something. And it's like, oh, my God, these graphics. And then it shows up to Grand Theft Auto, like the most recent one. I can't remember.
Five.
And it's like, oh, can you see the fucking pixelation? And I'm like, that's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, it's... Whatever.
Yeah. By the way, Second Son I liked. First Light was actually really cool. Battlefront. It was a single player story. Not bad, not great.
Battlefront is okay, but it's great when you're playing with your boys.
Oh yeah, no, I love playing that one.
That's exactly what it is. Like I keep telling everybody, like if you don't have people to play with, kind of like Destiny, you're just like, all right, well this is whatever.
Pretty much. And South Park is ridiculous.
I need to play South Park.
I actually got one of the editions that had the first game on it. And like, yes. I don't know if I'm going to go back to it, but I'm like, yes.
I do want to play Stick of Truth again.
I love that game. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's stupid.
You know how they do the difficulty level?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you this.
Did you?
They changed the color.
Yeah.
And you can be transgender black guy for the ultimate difficulty.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see that. It's so fucking ridiculous. I'm like, you guys are terrible.
Yeah, because I told you that, and you're like, only South Park could do this.
Yeah. That's what Jackie was like. Wow. And then like 5-10 minutes later, she's helping with the, like, you know, the toilet poop mini games. And I'm like, there you go.
That's exactly, the game is every 10 minutes, I'm just like, wow. And then you just do more stuff like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you guys got to go. But all right. Cool.
I'm going back and watching South Park still. I just watched the episode with Mr. Garrison gets the nose job to look like David Hasselhoff. And I was like, oh, I forgot how. And I mean, you're looking at a show that's been on for what, 23 years at this point?
Is it 23?
It started in what, 94, 95? Fuck. Because I remember the movie came out in 98, 99.
Jesus.
And it had been on a few seasons at that point. So, yeah, it's been forever. And I'm just like, You kind of want to go back to that mindset, and then you think of, wow, they really pushed some buttons and got away with it. And they still do it now, but I don't think they have the mind share that they did. I mean, you have episodes where, what is it, Stan's dad, like, ejaculates all over himself, and his mom comes in, and he's just, like, covered in semen. He's like, ah.
That like, was the internet episode. Spooky ghosts!
But yeah, it's... I'm going through Andromeda for the first time because I bought it super cheap.
Yeah.
Because I love Zia. Fucking I love Zia.
I do too. That's where I got my Battlefront.
Dude, I love Zia. Like, I love Zia.
How are you liking Andromeda so far?
It's fine. It's confusing because they kind of just drop you and they're like, go do stuff. And I'm like, oh, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to follow the main quest? Well, no, because it's Mass Effect. So I know I need to build shit up, so I should go do it. But me. But, so I have the beta for Monster Hunter. I'm debating if I want to play it or not because I know I'm buying this game.
Yeah.
Unless it gets like threes on reviews. And then I'll be like, oh, As long as you get some seven. As long as you're like a seven, day one.
Yeah.
If your reviews are like threes and fours, I'm out. Like, so I know my mind is already made up. Do I want to play the beta for no reason? You know, does stuff transfer? They said that was stuff would transfer with Battlefront, yet TK and the Hero Life Mate are like, yeah, none of my shit transferred. And I'm like, well, that's depressing.
Yeah.
What's the point of playing the beta then? Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing. I haven't been watching much but South Park.
I've been watching through Expanse.
What's that on?
It's on Sci-Fi. One of my friends has their Plex server, so I've been watching through it. And I freaking love The Expanse. It's like, it reminds me of Battlestar Galactica back in the heyday.
Oh. I still haven't seen Battlestar Galactica. Like, there's so much.
I haven't finished Battlestar.
There's just so much that you just pick and choose your battles.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I'm choosing Expanse because it's on Season 2. It's done. And Season 3 won't start for another couple months. So I got plenty of time to catch up on it.
Have you been watching This Is Us?
I have not.
This season is very predictable.
Oh.
It's not bad or anything, but like, as soon as stuff started, I was like, well, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And this is what's going to happen. And so far, to the three kids and what I said was going to happen, happened. So, I still really like the show. I still, you know, we watch it every week, but yeah. I'm like, oh, it didn't have the same impact that the first season had. And I know it's hard to do, because your first season, you kind of just, here's my dick.
You're like, yeah, please let me come back.
Yeah. But, it's fine. I don't think anything else is happening as of yet.
No. That's about it for me, too. Pop question?
Like, you looked surprised for a second. Like, oh, we have a, I was just going to be like, later, dude. All
right, peace out, bitches.
Yes, so we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question. This week's pod question was, I wanted to know, what is your favorite Disney animated villain? So you could not use Pixar. You had to use Disney.
But Sid was going to be perfect. No.
Sid was pretty... He's vicious.
Pretty fucking evil.
Vicious. I wish he came back.
Sid Vicious.
All right. I wish he came back. Like, he's just in the world.
He's a reformed person.
Yeah, like, he becomes a toy collector.
Or a toy restorer.
There's the fucking plot to Toy Story 4.
He restores toys.
Yeah. He becomes the good guy. He is the parent to the daughter.
Oh my god, that would be...
At the end of 3.
That's when our own little fiction's better.
Like, dude. You heard it here first, so if they take that shit, somebody's listening to our podcast. Yeah. All right, so we got a message from TK. He went with Jafar. His plan makes sense. He's smart. He's trying to usurp a dumbass, and he can't blame anyone who's trying to get with Jasmine. Now, that I can fully agree with. Like, I think Jasmine was probably the first Disney animated girl where I was like, oh... What's going on here?
You're like, hello, myself.
But I was starting, like, I was becoming a man at that point. So, like, I was kind of like, uh-oh. This is weird. It's weird to be attracted to animated characters. It really is.
It is, but it happens. It's fine.
And I haven't seen the movie, so I'm probably going to say the name wrong. But Pajamazon went with Dr. Facilier?
The one from Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
I can't remember his name either, but yes. The guy?
I haven't seen the movie.
He's all right. I'm surprised because he's kind of a bit of a tool, in my opinion, because he's basically just servant to his talking heads.
Hmm.
I mean, he's kind of cool. He's got like an interesting little. He's got that the guy. I can't remember the guy who does his voice, but he's got that nice, sexy, like deep voice to him. Oh, he's nice. Like, hey, dude.
Nice.
But yeah. No, I can't think of who the voice actor is. But yeah, Facilius, whatever.
And Mando went with Professor Callahan from Big Hero 6. He wanted revenge for his daughter and used pretty cool tech to almost get away with doing it. Plus, he looks awesome with a mask. I mean, sure.
A little kabuki one.
What'd you go with?
Gaston. Hmm. I like Gaston. He's such a douche, and he's so simple and easy to follow, but I love his songs.
I mean,
he
is a dude bro before dude bros existed.
He is, and he almost... If he weren't so prideful, which is obviously his downfall, I think he would have succeeded in killing the beast. And I'm like, he's kind of hardcore, dude. He's fucked up.
He's pretty hardcore. I'm going to do you one better because he actually did kill someone. Scar.
Oh, see, who's my second?
Like, he's vicious and brutal. And
Jeremy fucking Irons is his voice.
And it's one of the times where, like the Marvel movies, Disney movies kind of throw away the villain. They're going to like, here's a bad guy. Why is he bad? Because he's bad. Okay. Scar, like, had reason to be a villain and... I mean, fucking murders Mufasa, like, get up, you bitch. But
plus, he has awesome songs.
Plus, he has hyenas.
Yeah.
But, like, Scar just has a character to him that I feel that a lot of the Disney villains don't have.
Yeah.
I mean, Rapunzel's one of my favorite, but Mother Gothel's meh.
Meh. She's meh. Boring.
Yeah, she's kind of just like, I just, meh. Just like the Wicked Witch from Snow White is meh.
Yeah.
Maleficent is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But they haven't done much with... Like, it almost feels like they're afraid to do female villains anymore. Because the last one I can think of is Mother Gothel.
Yeah. I mean, they let...
Frozen was Hans.
Yeah, it was Hans.
Kinda. I mean, Elsa's really the villain in that story.
Spoilers. Yeah, you know, it's funny when you say Scar. I almost, there was a point where someone was saying, like, wouldn't it be great if they did a story about how Scar got his scar kind of thing? Basically where he kind of got nixed out of it. Like, but I'm like, I don't want to ruin that.
No, a like prequel him. Would be cool, but then you're like, oh, I like knowing just Scar's a dick. Yeah. Why is Scar a dick? Because Scar's a dick. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he does succeed. He kills Mufasa.
Yeah. I mean, he takes over the Pride Lands. Like, he becomes a pretty badass.
Yeah. Then he just gets bored. If you think about it, he gets bored. He's like, what do I do now?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. All right. What do you got for this week's pod question, buddy?
So, since San Diego has said that we cannot use Comic-Con, what should we name Comic-Cons going forward? You can use Phoenix Comic-Con as your base, but whatever you want to do, name it going forward. So it can't be Phoenix Comic-Con, can't be Phoenix Convention.
Are you excluding comic and convention, or just convention, or just, like, what words cannot be included?
Okay, comic and convention and Comic-Con together. You can do comic extravaganza. You can do Buttface Con.
Buttface Con?
You can do whatever one of those things are, but you just can't do comic and convention or comic and con.
Okay. All right, makes sense. All right, so you send your answers to BatandHammer@gmail.com. Bat and Hammer on Twitter. Sprick and Ziggy on Facebook. Greet me on Matt Tower Skippy.
Matt Kankalis, Buttface Con.
As always, you can listen to the podcast every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and BatandHammer.com.
Like us, love us, and share us.
There we go. I knew it was something.
That's what I do, man. I add that little bit of stuff.
A little bit of extra.
I'm just, yeah. Oh. Oh, my God. What the fuck was that?
Waiting.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. He's watching the video. I really wish people could see your face at that point. Doing the whole...
No. No. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode 217 of Sprague and Say Geek. So we're Sprague and Say Geek. Come back.
Remember.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. I can't believe that's next week.
Dude. And we made it, man.
No. There's still a couple days left.
Really? I mean...
still have to make it through football.
You know what they might do, though? They might show the Last Jedi trailer in front of the Last Jedi. You motherfucker.
Wouldn't that suck?
Sparkly Snow White.